listener production.
Our region's hospitals seeing a busy start to the year. Another drop-in session for the KDMI being held this afternoon, and the Winter Jazz Festival returns to Orange. Today's weather, partly cloudy across the region, heading for 16 in Orange and 23 in Dubbo. I'm Stephen Zoyce and welcome to Central West Local News. Central West hospitals have had a busier start to the year than normal. Ambulance arrivals and emergency department admissions are both up in the first quarter compared to the same time last year. Senior Director of the BHI, Hilary Rao, says we're also seeing elective surgery wait times blow out.
The overall elective surgery waiting list did increase across the Western New South Wales district to more than 5,000 people by the end of March, and that is above pre-pandemic levels.
It seems lab-grown meat might not be the answer to our sustainability concerns, as fresh research shows that it could be 25 times worse for the planet than our traditional red meat sector. This is because cell-based animal products are much more energy-intensive when produced at scale, and Professor Paul Wood says using clean energy isn't necessarily a quick fix.
The estimate is you're going to increase energy needs by about 500%. And then, yes, you could use renewables to bring that down. But the problem that people have got is access to renewables. So in Singapore, which is the only country that has a cell-based meat product on the market, they've got less than 4% renewables in their energy mix.
In the Central West, the red meat sector is worth $330 million, making up 12% of the state's total output. Another drop-in session is being held this afternoon for community members concerned about air pollution coming from KDMI. The EPA will be answering questions from 4 to 7pm at the Millthorpe Museum. The Environmental Watchdog is also looking for expressions of interest for those wanting to get involved with water and air monitoring. State-of-the-art technology is sprouting out of Dubbo, with drones now able to tackle weed infestations. By scanning vast land areas with possibly tough terrain, they can hone in on the weeds and propose a plan of action to eradicate them. And with positive seasonal conditions causing the infestations to snowball, the need to tackle biosecurity threats is especially important at the moment. And for all the music lovers out there, the Winter Jazz Festival is hitting Orange this weekend and is sure not to disappoint. It will also be an opportunity to support local talent with 30% of performers from the Central West, and half the bands will also be led by female musicians. Organiser Luke Wilkinson says there is a strong need for these kind of events in regional areas like ours.
Orange is a growing and vibrant town, and we don't have a contemporary music festival. And I think that's what drove it, that we should have one. So people in Orange shouldn't have to drive to Sydney to go and see a band. We should be able to have this sort of music in our own backyard.
To sport now, and budding rugby stars from across the state will lock horns out in the Central West this weekend, with the Junior Championships being held in Dubbo and Orange. Vice President of New South Wales Junior Rugby Union, Ben Gregory, says the under-14s have a lot to vie for.
Under-14s is the first age group where you're looking at players going on for individual honours into New South Wales country team or a Sydney team. That starts at under-14s, where the personal representative program begins.